Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Gina. That's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, Fink, F-I-N-K. Address is 3057 Eaton Road, apartment 127, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 214-449-4911, ID XXX-XX-2869, date of birth 6-9-1999, 23-year-old. Single, female, sports reporter. Insurance is United Healthcare. Pharmacy is CVS East, 530-896-5404. It would be addressed to 1-Low, Enlow Women's Services, 101 West 2nd Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-3720. Esplanade. I'm sorry, it's 101 West 2nd Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-3720. The fax is 530-895-1872. There is a carbon copy too. Ryan Hewitt, HEWITT, Village Health Partners, 5655 West Spring Creek Parkway, Suite 200, Plano, Plano, Texas, 75024, phone 972-599-9600. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of onset of severe and persistent migraine cephalgia, subparagraph subsequently seen in the Enloe Emergency Department for evaluation and treated with IV infusion. Fluids, Toradol, Zofran, morphine, and Imitrex, followed by discharge home. Dear professional colleagues, Jenna Fink, a local sports reporter, was seen for neurological evaluation, and this is dated April 15, 2023. Referred by direct phone call of her mother from Texas. Subparagraph, both her mother and father flew in from Dallas for her evaluation today. A new paragraph, Gina gives a history of increased stressors at work during the last week associated with the development of severe throbbing cephalgia, described as throbbing in the left frontotemporal area, of 3 days of continuous headache, associated with photo and phonophobia. There were no other clinical neurological symptoms reported, no history of neck stiffness, fever, or chills, or rashes. New paragraph, she underwent clinical examination, diagnostic testing, and head imaging by CT at the Enloe Emergency Department on April 12th. With otherwise unremarkable findings. A new paragraph. She gave a past medical history of one possible head and neck strain injury several months ago, an accident that occurred while she was sports reporting at a football game. A new paragraph. She gave a previous history of childhood head injury without any severe sequela or headaches. A new paragraph. On her medical history, she did report a history of migraine. New paragraph. She's been taking sumatriptan medication since the onset of her headache, with some improvement gradually over a period of time. New paragraph. Other medications include aspirin, I'm sorry, a birth control pill, APRI, once daily, and a vitamin D supplement, but no other nutritional supplements. New paragraph. She did experience nausea with this headache. But there has been no emesis. New paragraph. She is sexually active, reporting normal sexual activity without consequence, no history of transmissible disease. Her gynecological history shows normal menstrual periods with a past history of heavy menses for which she is on birth control therapy. Subparagraph, we discussed the possibility of discontinuing birth control pills for a period of time today, but she would rather not pursue this yet because of the discomfort she experiences with heavy menstrual periods. Paragraph, she gave a otherwise unremarkable family history with arthritis in her grandmother, history of cancer of her grandfather, diabetes in her grandfather, heart disease in her grandfather, hypertension in her mother and grandfather, but no other illnesses. New paragraph. She is currently single. She takes alcohol rarely, at the most one beverage a week. She does not use tobacco, other recreational substances. She's not married. There are no dependents living at home. She works full-time with no history of industrial exposures. New paragraph. Her last concussion was suffered in 2016. New paragraph, she gave no history of hospitalizations for serious illnesses. Operations or other ongoing medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she's experienced some nausea with her headaches, but denied other symptoms. Head, she denied neuralgia. She reports her headaches are constant, sharp, throbbing in the left temporal area and also in the back of the head on the left side with some sense of facial pressure, possibly precipitated by stress, increased with sneezing or changing position. She denied a history of altered mental status, loss of consciousness, or seizures or similar family history. Neck. She gave a history of intermittent neck pain with slight soreness. But no other symptoms. Over back and arms, she denied symptoms. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Low back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows. she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. I'm sorry, wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. She denied visual blurring or diplopia or visual loss. New paragraph. She denied any changes in her sense of smell, taste, chewing, or phonation. New paragraph. She denied facial motor or weakness or other sensory changes. New paragraph. She denied paresthesias in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. She denied motor weakness in the extremities. New paragraph. She denied movements, shaking, twitching, or jumping sensations. New paragraph. She denied ataxia, lightheadedness, or tendency to fall. New paragraph. She denied unsteadiness on her feet. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General appearance. Gina Fink is a pleasant, attractive appearing, right-handed young woman who is otherwise alert, oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, displaying some blunting of her affect, but an otherwise normal mood. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances with insight and humor. New paragraph, subparagraph, has no unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. Visual fields are preserved to confrontation. New paragraph. There is no facial motor asymmetry or pressure-related sensory changes. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual testing, upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal bulk tone strength. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are preserved bilaterally, upper and lower extremities, with no evidence of hypotonicity or clonus. New paragraph. Cerebellar extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements, and fine motor speed testing were all preserved. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers disclosed no inducible unusual neuromuscular rigidity, cogwheeling. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains fluid, intact, with preserved tandem heel and toe. New paragraph. Romberg's testing was unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Gina Fink presents with a normal neurological examination, having developed a very strong, persistent, throbbing frontotemporal migraine with some posterior symptoms, following a remote history of possible head strain and injury months ago. New paragraph, she gave a history of increased psychosocial stressors possibly contributing to her headaches. New paragraph, therapeutic intervention at the emergency department has aborted the persistence of her headaches, which are reduced, but for which she's continued taking the sumatriptan. New paragraph, recommendations. We will obtain MR imaging of the brain and the cervical spine to exclude comorbid illness, structural mechanical findings. New paragraph, contributing or precipitating her headaches. New paragraph. I'm giving her prescriptions for samples and prescription as needed for Ubrelvy, 100 milligrams, to take for continued migraine therapy and prophylaxis. New paragraph, should this be valuable, then we can have her return for Emgality injections for further headache suppression if necessary. New paragraph. noting their initial laboratory study workup was unremarkable. I will consider providing her with therapy, that is, for additional laboratory testing upon return, should she not be continue to be improved. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. With her clinical history, I am giving her a women's therapeutic vitamin to take regularly on a daily basis and additional riboflavin B2-400 to take for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph. Today we discussed, and she was counseled about the possibility of tapering or holding her birth control pills, since they may be commonly associated with migraine. New paragraph. I've asked her to discuss this with her OB/GYN therapy provider as well. New paragraph. I will see her for follow-up with the results of her clinical testing and imaging results. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report at that time period.